You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
If you've been listening to our show for a while, you know that we were friends. The show was friends with Chris Mortensen, and we will honor him a little bit later on in the show so we don't get bogged down right now in some feelings that are even worse than the ones from this weekend. But we lost Chris Mortensen, a friend of the show, friend of ours, at the age of 72. He'd been fighting throat cancer for a long time, a fundamentally decent human being at a time that we can use a lot more of those, because there does seem to be a general lack of decency everywhere. And when you see and hear all of the tributes to him, they all echo the same thing about just his general decency and kindness. So we will be doing that a little bit later in the show. The big story over the weekend, Stugatz, big sports story, is Caitlin Clark setting the all-time record in the NCAA for scoring. Put this on the poll, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Did you know that Pistol Pete was the record holder for all-time NCAA points before Caitlin Clark? Because I did not.
Had no idea. He did it in 3 years. He did it without a three-point line. In my personal record book, he is still the record holder. How about that?
Oh, my God.
What happened there?
We've got
Stugatzbook.com.
We've got someone writing in, no three-point line or shot clock when the pistol played, and he used a larger basketball. But, yeah, congratulations.
Is that guy?
Sitting next to that guy.
That's a good point.
I'm somehow sitting next to that guy. That's your big takeaway from yesterday. I thought it interesting, Stugatz, though not surprising, that the Indiana Fever, their ticket prices have doubled because they've got the first pick in the draft. They doubled as soon as Caitlin Clark said she was going pro. Did Caitlin Clark say that she was going pro at least in part because Indiana has the first pick? Did that have anything to do at all with her decision, according to her? Because being able to stay in that market and be a phenomenon that just – I'm honestly, Stugatz, I'm more and more surprised at how quickly this has happened after it took forever to happen, where the women's game becomes this kind of phenomenon where it gets bigger ratings than the NBA games we've been talking about in the regular season, and that she is – far and away, I don't even know who's second place for the biggest sports story in college basketball, men's or women's. Like, what's the distance between Caitlin Clark as a phenomenon that forces Nike to go to Iowa, that has a general effervescence and an enthusiasm around weekend women's basketball that you have never seen before because of the star power, or any kind of basketball, because of the star power that she has, and because male college basketball does no longer has the 3 and 4 year star who creates a story and creates an attachment, and men's college basketball doesn't have any of these attachments. It's just got regional attachments.
When you say same market, do you mean just relatively close to each other? Because they're about 7 hours away from each other, mm-hmm. Iowa and Indiana.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a drive, Dan.
Yeah. Different states. Both start with an I.
Bad. Yes, right. My bad.
I before you, except after C, some say.
I think we understand.
But there's another I state in between.
Yes.
Midwest. Illinois somewhere.
Both Midwest.
That causes, yes, that's my bad there. I thought for some reason I was confusing Iowa and Indiana. Not a great start by me.
Same place.
No.
It's not.
This is why I must stand up for Wisconsin and the Midwest.
Really?
When you guys shit all over Wisconsin. The Midwest.
What do you
it's
mean?
Not you guys. Just don't Kenosha. Do not put me in there. I do not do that. I know that we have listeners.
You just think
they're all
one state.
That's true. I do that.
I mean, they are kind of.
That I do. That is all fair. Can I play some sound here? I want to ask you a couple of things here, Stugatz, as I noticed that the relationship between athletes and the media continues to get more and more contentious. I want to show you. Yes, please put up a map there so that I could see the
ancient
difference.
Map.
Oldest map we could find.
It's a railroad map.
Jesus. Huh.
I want to show you a couple of things that happened this weekend. One was Caleb Williams shows up at the combine, Stugatz, and everyone says, even though there was some testing he was unwilling to do, everyone says that he was very nice to everybody, that he stayed longer than everybody, that he said goodbye and thanked all of the workers who put the combine together. But here is his initial interaction as he clears his throat and sits down to take questions from the media at the combine. Here's the initial interaction.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you afraid to compete? How do you respond to people saying that you're worried to be compared side by side with your peers in medicals, measurements, and workouts? Are you afraid to be measured against this guy one-on-one? Is that why you're not doing things?
No, not doing things. It was a decision by me and my team, my family. And it comes down to that.
An aggressive start there. How's everybody doing? Are you afraid to compete?
Getting right to it, man. No softballs.
He cleared his throat and said good morning. And the first question is, Caleb, are you afraid to compete? And how do you respond to people saying that you're worried to be compared side by side to your peers in medicals, measurements, and workouts? Are you afraid to be measured against those guys one-on-one? Is that why you're not doing things?
The juxtaposition, I want to replay. I'm going to fade it out after 2 seconds. Just the, how's everybody doing, too? Are you afraid to compete? It's just such a funny 3 second.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you afraid to compete?
I love him cocking his head to lean closer.
What
does
he say?
Did he say what I thought he said?
He does. He gets closer. He tries to lean in closer to hear more of the question. And then there is Draymond Green, Stugatz, who doesn't really, he's not quite as polite as Caleb Williams is in this circumstances. You've got after a game, Golden State has gone into New York and beaten the Knicks last night, by the way. Golden State loses by 50 to Boston, and Cleveland still has no answers for the Knicks. The Knicks will beat Cleveland no matter who's injured, no matter where they're playing.
I think they lost by 52, trailed by 42 at half or something like that. It's ridiculous. Extension, please, Steve Kerr.
The most exciting part of that Celtics-Warriors game was when the local news coverage broke in to say there was a hailstorm in Broward County last night.
Good second half. If they were trailing by 42 at the first half, they only lost by 52?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they went down by 50 in the first half. Maybe it was just 42. Regardless, it was a bit jarring to see. And what's funniest about that to me is, Stugatz, Boston is far and away better than anyone in the league. They've got like 350-point wins. Their point differential is over 10. They're winning by an average of double digits a game. And they're still terrified of Miami. Like, they're appreciably better than they were last year. Trading Marcus Smart was a good decision. Porzingis and Holiday have been very good for them. They are appreciably better than they were last year. And Boston Celtics fans still are terrified of the Miami Heat.
This feels like Boston's year. I know I'm not saying anything crazy. They seem like just above everybody else. I'm not even talking in the East. Like, if they don't win this year,
they're the best team in the NBA.
That coach is fired if they don't win the entire championship this year.
Really?
Dude, they're that good.
Oh, calling for Mazzulla's head after this is crazy.
I mean, Stan Van Gundy said as much. Everybody's saying as much. It's obvious they're a good deal better than everybody, and people don't trust that they won't lose a game seven at home because they've seen it happen.
You're so right, though. Everything they've built up this season, if they play the Heat in the playoffs and the Heat take game one, it's all gone. It all goes away. Oh, I love it.
Well, but what do you mean it goes away? Celtics fans are already scared of the Heat. They have been saying for years this Celtics team isn't like the previous Celtics teams, and those previous Celtics teams continue to lose.
It does feel like this year is a bit different for the Celtics. Maybe, I don't know what I'm doing with this, because last year they had basically, well, they didn't have the same team. They added Porzingis.
No, wait a minute. What you're doing is they look better than they've ever looked.
I know, but I'm not going to be shocked if the Bucks beat them in the playoffs. I'm not going to be shocked if the Nuggets beat them in the NBA Finals. I'm not going to be shocked if the Heat beat them in the first round. I mean,
I know, but you never admit to being shocked because you're like Tony. You know everything before it happens. Like, you never admit to being shocked by anything.
Fair. Yeah.
Can I tell you something I was shocked by? Why are you here? You told everybody that you were on vacation this week.
I didn't tell anyone I was on vacation.
I have an email from you saying you were on vacation this week. Everybody planned for you to not be here. You said you were going to do this show 2 hours per day from Wrigley Field.
No. What I sent to Carl was, this is what I would like to do to prevent myself from traveling the way I've been traveling because it's not healthy. My body hurts, too many airplanes. So I said, this is what I would like to do to prevent traveling so much. I'd like on this week, I told them, I would like to do 2 hours from Wrigley Field from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Dan does 3 hours with you guys from here. That's what I wanted to do so I didn't have to travel back, okay? I mean, but we're never going to get there. So
is that an option? Can I do that?
No. I mean, I can't do it, so...
We did all think you were going to be on vacation this week.
You never followed up and said, never mind, I'm going to be in.
I mean, I'll gladly start one if you guys would like. I mean, I feel very warm and friendly here.
Billy's just saying we were surprised.
Everyone was confused. As soon as we saw her, like, what's happening now?
So here is Draymond Green after they beat the New York Knicks talking to one of the announcers. There are three announcers here on the stage. One of them is Bonta Hill.
Welcome to Toyota Warriors Post Game Live. Bully Fezzi, Bonta here. And first of all, let's talk about MSG.
Bonta,
what is it like?
I'm shocked you're talking to me. The way you was talking about me when I got suspended, I am very shocked you're talking to me.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead, though.
Go ahead. Tell me about Planet MSG. You guys go there once a year. There's a lot of Warrior fans out there. Describe the energy out there at MSG.
It's always a fun game.
Day, day. What's going on, man?
He had him rattled.
You understand, though, Stugatz, right? When I put them side by side, Caleb Williams and Draymond Green, you understand why it continues to rise, the feelings that are poisonous between athletes and the media, right?
Of course, yes. I mean, Caleb Williams is, you know, politely saying hello, good morning, and he's getting that right in his face a second later, yes. He can go on his own podcast, his own platforms, create his own platforms, and say whatever the hell he wants to say.
The Caleb one is funny because that just feels like an eager journalist trying to get it. He's like, if I don't get in now, I'm not going to get a question in, but it's just such a funny way to start a press conference.
It is brutal when a guy is trying to be nice about things, but I'm curious whether you guys think either of the things matter that I'm about to tell you, that Caleb Williams declined to do some of the testing, or on the other end, that he stayed till the end of everything and thanked all the volunteers for helping putting on the scouting combine. Do either of those things matter in any kind of way? Really?
I mean, not competing matters to me more. We're not drafting on politeness.
When you're supposed to be the first pick, why would you take any of these tests? You can only go down.
Didn't the Washington Pro Day produce the fastest 40 times that we saw? Like, the Washington Pro Day, wasn't that the place that, like, why do you have to go compete with these other guys just because the NFL wants you to compete with these other guys when you're going to be the number one pick, whether you do any of that stuff or not?
Like, that's why we have Pro Days, Dan. Like, I'll throw on my time, not on your time. I don't want to go. Maybe I don't like the house that Peyton built, and I can throw on my own turf.
Well, hold on a second. Imagine if you're interviewing for a job, and the interviewer is like, hey, can you come meet me? And you're like, no, come to my house when I feel like it. No, thank
That's
you.
That's exactly what quarterbacks do.
I mean, if you're going to be the number one pick, whether you interview or not, normally when I go interview for a job, I'm trying to impress that person because I have fewer options than Caleb Williams has.
What was your last
When's
job
When's the
interview?
Last time you've yeah. interviewed we for all were a job? Thinking it. I mean, seriously.
What year?
Never. Ever? I mean, I just gave you the job.
It would have probably been internship. Probably would have been when I was an intern at the Miami Herald. Knock it off, Jessica. late 1980s would have been the last time I interviewed for a job.
Well, the thing about the combine now is that some players have more leverage and they don't have to do all of these drills because at some point it will end up hurting you more than helping you. All of his tape is out there. He won the Heisman last year. Yeah, he's going to be the first pick overall. I guess maybe there's a question of if the Bears take him or if someone trades for him, but why would he need to do any of this? It's very silly.
It looks like you're hiding something, though. No, it doesn't.
I don't think
then
so.
Then go compete. Because if you're that great, if you're that talented, show everyone how talented you are.
You've seen my tape. I've done it in game. I don't need to put on tights and go run for you.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
We like to call this one a chorus of Owen Wilson. Yeah. Ready?
Stugatz.
Wow.
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 This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
There is somebody on Twitter, a former NFL scout, who says the following, Stugatz. Caleb Williams poses the greatest threat to the NFL's infrastructure that I've ever seen in a prospect, with all the documented examples of him putting himself above the team and process. Carl Williams, Caleb's dad, is desperately trying to manipulate the process and get his son to drop in the draft because of his documented disdain for the process, as written about in The Athletic. Quote, Carl has questioned the NFL rookie wage scale, the draft declaration deadline, eligibility rules, medical testing and the way players are paid. In a September interview with GQ, he expressed disdain for the entire draft process, where the worst possible team, the worst organization in the league, because of their desire for parity, gets the first pick. I saw that Dominique Foxworth said, among other things, that the draft is un-American. It is, in terms of freedom, or what we think of America, but in terms of exploiting human beings.
America loves it.
Oh, that's very American.
Quintessentially American, this one. But you do understand why it is that Caleb Williams and his dad would create some fear, because this former scout was saying that he... either way, I have a fourth-round grade on him after studying every single snap he's taken the past two seasons, and he's an elite athlete who's underdeveloped as a quarterback. All of the NFL insiders, Adam Schefter will be on with us later, all of the NFL insiders say that Caleb Williams is going number one to the Bears. There's no one who's saying anything else, correct?
I think the leverage also comes from, if you're Caleb Williams, like, how stupid will a team feel for not drafting you? And the Bears have been in this position before where they traded up to get Mitch Trubisky while Patrick Mahomes was available. And this is an organization, different front office now, of course, but this is an organization that has been ridiculed for years for passing on a generational talent when they had the ability to pick them. Although, obviously, Patrick Mahomes was a way more disputed pick in that draft. Like, the Caleb Williams, like you said, is almost universally the number one overall quarterback in this draft.
Caleb's dad makes a lot of great points when it comes to the draft and just how things work in the process of the NFL and rookies. What if Caleb Williams goes in and just makes a mockery of the combine, runs a slow 40, throws bad, does everything terrible, flunks the combine.
To slide.
Just like throws the football in the wrong direction.
Right, and he's like, hey, here you go. This is what I'm doing.
To get to the Niners.
Draft me or no.
Keeps fumbling snaps.
Just like, toy with the system. What can I do here and still get drafted first overall?
I'd like to go to that photograph, if we could, that still Stugatz, because I was floored. Like, we know that sport is incredibly hard and physical, right? We know that. Did you read the reports this weekend that Darren Waller was thinking at the end of last season that he wanted to retire at the end of last season and is still contemplating retirement? The Giants will do that to you. How it felt to play for the Giants when they're sitting there playing with Tommy DeVito. And Darren Waller's like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore because of the way that his body hurts. But the way these guys are moving at the combine and the size of these human beings, Stugatz, continues to be something that is breathtaking. Look at this photograph right here. Like, I mean, look, those are normal-sized human beings in a press conference setting asking Caleb Williams all sorts of ridiculous, challenging questions that he doesn't deserve.
Is that Hal Habib taking the picture in front of him? I know it's a random name.
Of the Palm Beach Post. Now, he is tiny.
The guy in front with the white shirt, he's like 3 feet shorter than him.
Hal Habib is not a normal-sized human being.
The fact that Dan knew who you were talking about is a major upset. I mean,
everyone knows Hal Habib.
Really? Nobody knows him.
That is the guy who verifies that Greg Cody came very close to once making a 50-yard field
Confirmed
goal.
Confirmed that is Hal Habib, by the way. I know
okay.
that head.
Okay, he is a tiny human being then. He is. These are not all normal-sized human beings.
He's below this guy's nipples.
Undersized human beings.
It is a bit nuts. Is it not like what it is that you're trying to measure at these combines when you're talking about these wingspans, this size, this speed? That by the way, is Georgia tackle. It's an offensive tackle, Amarius, is it Mims? And he's going to go high because how does anyone get past that? He's 340 pounds and there's no fat on him.
Solid muscle.
Because he's going against guys that are that size, not the size of Hal
Nobody's
Abbott,
that size.
Or whatever his name is.
Tony was claiming earlier that he that there's a new MMA fighter who is destroying people, a Cuban MMA fighter who has five fights that Tony is claiming have been decided in a total of 15 seconds.
He's incredible. Crazy. His name is Robelis de España. He's a former Cuban Taekwondo medalist in the Olympics. And when you look at this guy, you're like, how is this? He's three times bigger than the cage behind him. So he's standing, and the cage behind him like is at his nipples. And he's throwing head kicks. He's throwing hammer fist and punches, and he's knocking everybody out in like 4 or 5 seconds. It's the most incredible thing. He's fighting here at UFC 299 on Saturday. He's in the prelims. This is his first UFC fight. Oh. Look how big this guy is.
Massive.
He's incredible. He's like the new athlete for the MMA is because you're that big and you can move that way is like these offensive linemen that are now running 4.9s that are 350 pounds.
It doesn't tell you everything, right? I remember Frank Bruno. He came into the ring against Mike Tyson, was much larger than him, physically impressive, and lost rather quickly. Bob Sapp, same sort of thing, was a giant person but couldn't actually fight. But lest you think, I want to show the audience this, Stugatz, lest you think this kind of power and this kind of fighting does not hurt. I want to show you a random fan who challenged here Jorge Masvidal, thinking this sounds like something Stugatz would do. Thinking that he could handle a leg kick from Jorge Masvidal in a hotel ballroom of some sort. Let's play this video real quick. Let's see if the sound, if the audio audience can hear the sound of when it is that the leg makes contact.
Make it really suffer.
Pro text
1,000.
What?
Oh!
Brutal.
Yeah, so for the audio audience, the man went down very quickly and then just started sliding across the rug in a great deal of pain.
Threw a middle
quick
finger
bird up. Too.
Yeah. Ah, bird. I love a bird.
Yeah, this one for you.
Nothing sticks out like a ballroom. You called it before. Like, there's just something about a hotel ballroom. You always know when you're in it. Like, you know, there's no like way to hide a ballroom. If I'm taking a video and you're in a ballroom, I know right away that you're in a hotel ballroom.
What's the amount of money I would have to pay any of you to endure that kick? Any of you?
I would do it for $1 million.
$1 million? A lot of money.
$1,000?
You would do it for less, Chris.
I'm not doing it for $100K.
What?
What?
Dude, that is... He's going to break my leg.
No, he's not going to break your leg.
So you have a broken leg and a cast. You have 100K. I mean, you'll recover.
All right, go ahead. Do it for 10K, Tony. Go
medical
ahead.
Bills.
I didn't ever said 10K.
Stugatz just said 1,000, which made
I was
me,
asking.
Which made me want to pay it. Like, I'll like
in cash right now, I think.
I'll pay $1,000 to have Stugatz do that in the back of the room with Jorge Masvidal.
Remember, you'll pay me 1,000?
Yes.
Okay. 1,000 from Masvidal, 1,000 from you.
Not nothing. No, what are you doing renegotiating?
I was asking. I was just throwing a number out there. I didn't say I would do it for $1,000. I mean,
you did say 1,000. We all heard you.
Yeah.
There's a question.
I hate when I do that to myself, Roy. I really do. He seizes on the opportunity. Next thing you know, I have a broken leg for $1,000.
Yeah.
It doesn't even cover the medical bills for you.
I don't even know why. I don't even know why you would go that low. It seems awful. Can we, Sullivan, there are a couple of people I'd like you to reach. I'd like you to reach that person who's crawling across the ballroom floor so that I can ask them what the actual damage was. And I'd also like you to reach Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the Indiana State player that we were all introduced to this weekend. It's the greatest nickname I've ever heard, calling that kid Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Find me both of these people, please. I'd like to talk to both of them. $1,000. Stugatz is going to writhe across a ballroom floor.
Yeah.
Score major comfort with the new Hanes Originals Super Soft Styles. Imagine this. Fabric so soft, it feels like you're practically wearing nothing. Now that's next level softness. Whether you're storming the court, conquering the workday, or just chilling on the couch, Hanes Originals Super Soft Styles have you covered. Literally, in soft, cooling comfort. And let's not forget the style. These sleek designs and colors won't just keep you feeling great, they'll have you looking like a champion. So ditch the discomfort and upgrade your game with the new Hanes Originals Super Soft Styles. They're soft, they're cooling, they're everything. Try Hanes softest fabric ever at hanes.com/originals. Use discount code DANLB20.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Don Levitard.
Teammates can't shoot from three. Now they're gonna see a different Jimmy. Now he's just playing. Nickelback in the locker room and
Stugatz.
They'll play D and shoot threes as they chase the Nets for the sixth seed. These five words in his head scream, are we winning games yet?
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
That time for him yet, when the basketball is now mattering, that time of year when Jimmy Butler will now feast, feeling the pass leading to easy layups,
Celtics will finally go in it all.
Thinks that the Celtics will finally go in it all.
Boston fans fear his name. Media celebrating an easy path for the wrong team. They're going down, down in an early round. Celtics are going down swinging. They'll be the number one seed in the East. Loaded team losing to playoff Jimmy. They're going down, down in an early round. Celtics are going down swinging. They'll be the number one seed in the East. Loaded team losing to playoff Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler had a season high, 37 points against Utah. Also, this from Anthony Chang, Stugatz. 260 players in the league have played at least 20 games and shot at least two threes a game. Jimmy Butler has the third best shooting percentage from three, which seems crazy.
Surprising, yeah.
LeBron James has the best three-point shooting percentage of his career this year, which makes absolutely no sense at all as the oldest player in the league.
Did that late in his career.
He reaches.
Not like this.
Well,
though.
No, but Wade was a historically bad three-point shooter and became slightly better. LeBron's a great three-point shooter this year. Not okay. He's a great three-point shooter, and it's the highest percentage of his career. He scores 40,000 the other day. You cannot talk enough about this person's career, Stugatz, because the consistency is such. I saw some of the stats. He got to the first 10,000 points in the same number of games as he got the last 10,000 points. So the aging hasn't been appreciable offensively.
There hasn't been aging. It seems like, right?
Well, on defense, there has been, and it's obvious, and he's more lumbering. He's still as strong, but his scoring remains something that is a marvel. And beyond that, I wanted to talk about what he said after scoring 40,000 points, because he said people were rooting for him to fail, and I think this is just conjured doubt by him. I imagine guys like him to be surrounded by yes men. So is he just doing what we're doing, where if there are 100 comments, you notice the two negative ones? Because his commentary on this is simply off. It's factually misremembering what it is that was swirling around him. People were not rooting against LeBron James, hoping that he would be a bust or thinking he would be a bust.
Well, once he went to Miami, the entire city of Cleveland did.
Well, the world.
And then the entire world.
But that's not, he's talking
no,
about.
But Dan,
he's talking about the beginning of his career.
Right.
He was saying things. We'll get that sound in a second. But it was at least a bit surprising to me to hear him misremember it this way, creating a me against the world scenario when I believe all of us were wildly anticipating whatever it is that he would do. We placed unreasonable expectations on them, and
he did that himself, Dan. He anointed himself King James before he stepped foot on an NBA floor.
He did it by himself in Akron, Ohio. He didn't have any help. He did.
He owned Sports Illustrated. Put himself on the covers.
He did it himself. The idea that this human being has had those expectations, and I can say after 20 years he's exceeded every expectation, is staggering. That the expectations, because the only expectation he will not have exceeded is championships, correct?
I mean, he was supposed to be the best ever, and he's not.
So he didn't technically exceed expectations there.
I'm sure he set out to be the best ever, and he's not the best ever. I'm sure that disappoints him. It does.
He fell short.
Right.
Yeah, it seems.
Too short.
Numerically, he's kind of the best ever, Stu.
He's not.
If you look at the numbers.
Right. I do look at numbers. 6 rings to 4.
Every LeBron conversation that's ever been had has been weird. People just can't be normal about this guy. That's my take.
I would think, though, that the people who love Michael Jordan the way I love Michael Jordan, I can see how LeBron thinks that. You're rooting for me not to be the all-time best, you know, player in NBA history because you love Michael so much. I didn't want LeBron to get to 6. I didn't want to have to admit that he's better than Michael Jordan, and I never will. How about that?
How about that?
But it's 4 in the IST, right?
Yeah, it's 5, exactly right.
Yeah, well,
It's one away.
He's got a bunch of losses in the finals as well.
How do you arrive in a place if you're LeBron James that you think everyone is against you? In what world? How is that a real thing?
When you dominate your sport for 20 some odd years and there's really nobody equal to you in stature as far as like the way that you play the game, you have to conjure up some sort of hater, yeah. Right? You have to draw up a straw man to always push yourself.
Kobe
did the same thing. Right. Like all the greats do the same thing. Michael would say, oh, this guy tied his shoes weird. I'm going to go after him. Like that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm laughing when you talk just because you came in here today aggressively. You came in today and people were cautioning you. Let's play this sound here. Over the course of the weekend, Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald retook his position, and it's a great position. It's a great lane for him. He infuriates people every year. When the Heat does its kids broadcast and Barry Jackson comes out and says it's annoying.
Literally the Heat's kids broadcast because that's the only people that do the games.
True. They work hard.
Wait, what do you mean? They're all like Nepo baby kids?
Yes, they're all employees' kids.
I didn't say that.
Is that true?
Most of them are, yes. I don't know if every single one of them is, but most of them are the kids.
Tony says 80%.
I feel safe, right? 80%?
It's probably low.
Feels like a made-up number, yeah.
A lot of them are the kids of Heat employees. They do a family day on Sunday, and Barry Jackson is the only person in the media who has been loudly against the kids and the kids' broadcast.
Let's go down to Sarah Crotty.
It's an odd lane for Barry.
I'm kidding. I don't know her name.
It's an important way to make the joke and then to apologize for it immediately afterwards.
Well, I didn't apologize for the joke. He said he wasn't sure if that was the actual name.
That is true.
Huh.
Yeah, thank you, Billy.
So they're all just like little Arison kids? Or?
No.
This is important.
The little Arison kids are running the team.
they're handling the salary cap. The Ellisberg kids are handling the salary cap.
Got a calculator. They're like...
It's Cassie Crotty.
An unnecessary correction.
Now Stugatz cares about journalistic integrity and getting names right.
When it's coming after like an 8-year-old.
I left out, he has two daughters. I left out Connor.
I don't know if either of them are Crotty.
We don't need all of that information. Leave the Crotty children alone.
We don't need any of it, actually. Anything that Billy, Chris, and Stugatz have said the last few seconds, not useful in any way, not helpful in any way, not surprising.
Name right.
Not surprising.
I pointed out the Arisons were running the team. That is correct, is it not?
It is
not. Nick Arison doesn't work for the Heat? Am I wrong about that? Is he not related to Mickey?
Yes, he is.
They just found the two Arisons working together? Coincidence?
I thought you had the Arison grandkids. I thought you had the Arison grandkids on not a 35-year-old or a 40-year-old human being.
Mickey's older. The next step. Age, as do adults.
Thank you, Stugatz. Thank you, Billy. Can we please play the sound, though? Because Tony was a little harsh. What is the background?
Harsh.
You were harsh. You were harsh.
Harsh? Absolutely not. Dan, this is the most electric national anthem of all time at a Pacers game by this little girl. I don't know her name, by the way. I need to get it. But at electric. When I it was me and my wife watched this like 20 times. Electric or not, Dan? You tell me.
God bless America.
I felt bad about myself a couple of times during the Heat broadcast because I'm looking at the television and I want the kids to turn down the confidence just a little bit.
Just
they should work here for a week.
Just a couple of notes. Turn down the confidence. Just a couple of notes. I don't want a plethora of insecure kids roaming the earth. I don't wish upon them a lifetime of insecurity.
That's what you're doing, Dan. Turn down the confidence. Listen, guys, kids that are watching this, obviously you're watching this because you love the show. Uncle Tony's got something to tell you. Listen, don't ever let uno viejo lower your confidence, okay? Never. Always put your confidence up. You can do anything you want.
All right. So all of a sudden, I've got nobody who wants to rip kids. Barry Jackson's the only brave one among us anywhere in the media willing to rip kids. Everyone is now afraid to rip kids. I believe Mike Lupica made this mistake one time on Letterman and was never...
He ripped a kid?
Yeah,
on Letterman?
I think he was never invited back. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with the public ripping of kids.
In the defense of Barry Jackson, he just wants there to be a separate adults... broadcast alongside the kids. He doesn't want to be forced to watch the kids. That's how he's defending himself.
Sense. Isn't he at the game? Isn't he not even watching the broadcast anyway?
That's a great point, Tony. Yeah. It's a great lane for him, honestly. I'm jealous he got it first.
Are they not vetting national anthems?
Did they see her adorable dress and they're like, you can go.
You're good. It doesn't matter what you sound like.
What?
What does that mean?
Sound like?
Damn, I'm just
Chris,
saying.
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter what she sounds like. The parents, the team. I'm not blaming. Like, she's just a kid trying to live her dream.
Yeah.
I blame the team. Who approved this?
The team.
He almost got through this segment unscathed, and Chris Cody just had to swoop in.
I think she did a great job.
She did. Yeah.
She was electric.
Very, really cute.
The growl at the end, like, dude, I love that.
What a coward you are.
As a kid.
I heard you all in the meeting beforehand, and then nothing.
You fell for it again.
They left you all alone. Everyone had stuff ripping the kid right up until the lights went on.
Not everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.